Well, my XPR 5550E mobile slash base station on a power supply has an 8-inch ribbon cable, not ribbon, blade antenna that we use, of course, in racing. And it's just, it's like 8 inches long and about 3/4 of an inch wide, and it's stuck to my inside of my door glass with double-sided tape. You can't see it at all from the outside, obviously. And it does do the trick. Even back when I was heavier into GMRS, that thing could hit just about any repeater in the area, I did, regardless of what side of the tower I'm on. So the only thing is it would cost me several hundred dollars for that little blade to be customized to cover down to like 430 to 470 band. It's basically right now 450 to 470, which is the frequency band we use in racing, so that's what the application's for. But if I can get that company to maybe build me one for a reasonable price and stretch it down to 430, I may just stick with an inside antenna. But I just don't like running my mobile unit on outside of the band. You know, I mean, I do have my node band, which is in the 430s, in my mobile, but I don't do it because the radio's just not capable of, or the antenna's not capable of properly using it, and I don't want to destroy the radio.